Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Well, TGIF, and on this TGIF, it's turning hot, and that's to be expected. We gave the first alert all week long. Hope you enjoyed the nice break Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The cool weather's over with for a while. 91 the high forecast today. The beach is about 86 as they start to heat up, too, although there still will be a sea breeze this afternoon, and that will drop temperatures to the low 80s at the beaches by late afternoon. But each day through the holiday weekend, that sea breeze becomes less strong. In other words, it won't penetrate as far inland, and so the beaches will turn even hotter and make a run toward 90 degrees through the holiday weekend. At times, the sea breeze penetrates inland a bit in some spots. Other areas, it stays right near the coast. So if you get lucky, it'll move in a little bit and drop that temperature at least a few degrees. Water temperatures right now around 78 degrees, so not as cooling as, say, a few weeks ago or last month. Not to be unexpected this time of year. Our water temperature should be making it well into the 70s. It's a bit above average, but more so over the rest of the Atlantic Basin. More on that in a minute. But otherwise, it's a hot holiday weekend. Temperatures will be in the low 70s at night and in the mid-90s in the afternoon. Feel like temperatures will be around 100 degrees. Little chance for any rain, or at least meaningful rain. There may be an isolated shower tomorrow afternoon as that sea breeze tries to move inland a little bit, but it would be very low coverage. You'd be unlucky to get underneath one of those cells, or maybe lucky, depending on how you look at it. But they won't last long. It won't amount to much. And in fact, by the time we get to early next week, we'll be back to needing rain. And I don't see widespread rain anytime real soon. By Tuesday, we will have a shot at least a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms as we start to see some upper level disturbance impact the area, and perhaps a front by the middle of next week to cool things some, but still only isolated afternoon storms. And even Tuesday, as we head back to work, if you have Monday off for the holiday, temperatures will reach the mid-90s. So for the beaches this weekend, looking at partly to mostly sunny skies, temperatures well into the 80s, may very well touch 90 degrees at the beaches, a tendency to drop off some late in the afternoon with whatever kind of sea breeze tries to develop. It'll be dry. Not a whole lot to the surf, only 1 to 2 footers for the most part. Low rip current risk, but remember, there can be rip currents at any time, and the beaches are going to be very busy, and some people won't be paying attention to their surroundings, or perhaps they may have had a bit too much hydration, shall we call it? In any case, be extra careful. Swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. And as I mentioned, the water temperatures generally are in the upper 70s, anywhere from about 77 to 79 degrees or so. Jazz Fest the next few days. Today, Saturday, and Sunday looks hot. Highs around 90 today will be 90 to 95 tomorrow and Sunday. So again, a lot of water. Take some breaks. Lots of sunscreen, sunburn times all weekend long. Whether you're at the beach or inland, it'll be down around 10 minutes between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. But otherwise, grilling, anything else you might have planned for the holiday weekend, we are in good shape. And a most sincere salute to all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedoms on this Memorial Day weekend. NOAA issued their hurricane forecast yesterday. We talked about that. It's no real surprise. Above average in hurricanes, above average in named storms, and above average in major hurricanes is the forecast. I've posted it in the Burrish blog and also talked a little bit about the driving forces, which I've been doing for months now, but developing La Nina, which is typically associated with a more active Atlantic hurricane season. Less shear, that's generally the reason why. And unseasonably warm Atlantic waters that are already as warm as what we typically see in the middle of August as we close in on the peak of the hurricane season. Don't want to see this warm of water this early in the season. And it's widespread, too. And I talk a little about oceanic heat content in the Burrish blog and what that means and what that seems to indicate as we head through the next few months. Officially, the hurricane season begins 1 week from Saturday on June 1st. That's when Talking the Tropics with Mike will be updated every single day. The National Hurricane Center has circled a little yellow place in the southwest Atlantic. It's not going to develop much, and more importantly, it heads off to the northeast toward the central Atlantic, so certainly no local impacts, and I'm not expecting that really to be much. Also posted in the Burrish blog, in addition to the hurricane forecast, and some of the details on it, and the nuts and bolts of it, and why not, so to speak. We have the 24 Jags schedule. Football schedule was issued last week, and I've posted the average high temperature for both home and away games in the Burrish blog. The year so far, from January through April, is the warmest on record across the world. Not just that's not just for the U.S., but globally, it's been a very warm first few months of the year. And this is Water Reuse Week. Recycling, right? So more on that. It was some links included in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and at ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. I capitalize that safe. Be extra careful. Happy Memorial Day weekend on tomorrow and Sunday. Of course, more solemn when we get to Monday as we think of those that have... again, given that ultimate sacrifice for our country and our freedoms on Monday. And I had the opportunity, in fact, to talk to NAS Jax pilots yesterday morning, Thursday morning, and V-30 was the unit, and incredible pilots, incredible group of gals and men getting ready to try to fly planes for us. And I got a tour of the 737. It's an unbelievable airplane, and I'm most honored to have that opportunity to speak at NAS Jax. I've got some pictures of that posted as well at Mike First Alert Facebook fan page and Instagram. So have a great and safe weekend. Safe is the most important thing there. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.